We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Hashkomas HaBoker, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Tes. Rav Nosson Zalz explaining the Seder HaTfila of Shachris. He spoke about the Krabonis and the Psukei Dezimra, which are the first two sections of Shachris. And he spoke about how in Krabonis, we're showing that we can find good even in the lowest places, even within the animal. So that even by us, when there's an animal inside of us, and the animal is prevailing, that we're doing all kinds of terrible things, the great tzaddikim teach us that despite that, we have to be able to find good points within ourselves. That's the Karbonos and the Ketores. And once we find those good points and we put them together, they form a song. That was Psukei Dezimra. And now Rav Nosson Zalz is moving on to the third section of the Tfilas Shachris. Paragraph Tes, V'ahakach Oimrim Birchas Kriyashma. After Psukei Dezimra, after Yishtabach, we recite the blessings of the Kriyashma. U'mevorchim L'Hashem Yisborach Al Chidish Maisa Bereshis. And we bless Hashem for renewing the creation of the world. Shemachadesh betuvoi b'chol yom tomid, which Hashem renews with His goodness betuvoi each and every single day. Rav Nosson Zalz says, "Ze bechinas ma'isa hamishkon shenivne mehatoiv hanal kanal." This concept, where we say that Hashem creates the world with goodness, corresponds to the construction of the Mishkan, which was built out of all the good. Each and every single Jew contributed from their good. Because as we mentioned earlier, the Tikkuni Zohar says that the shape and form of the Mishkan was like the shape and form of creation. So there is that correspondence between the two, that both of them are made from goodness. V'shom ikar tikkun hatfila. And it's in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdosh, that you had the main effectiveness of the tefillah. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in the prophet Yeshaya, chapter 56, Ki veisi veis tefillah yikore lechol ho'amim. My house is a house of tefillah, a house of prayer, and that's what it will be called for all the nations. Ne'um Hashem Aleikim, so says Hashem, Mekabetz Nidche Yisrael, who gathers together all the lost souls of the Jewish people. Ki ikar binyan beis hamikdash wal yidei Hashem yisborach mekabetz nidche Yisrael. Because the real building of the beis hamikdash is the result of Hashem gathering together the Jews that have become distant. By Hashem being able to find, even in the those Jews who have gotten lost, who have moved far away from Hashem, far away from Yiddishkeit, Hashem is still able to find in them good points. And Hashem gathers them in to the holiness. Hashem doesn't allow them to remain on the outside. He brings them in. And through this goodness, which is going to be gathered in at the time of the coming of Moshiach, which we hope will be very soon, that is what's going to build the third and final Beis HaMikdash. Bechinas, as the Pasuk describes the Beis HaMikdash, the site of the Beis HaMikdash, Chohor HaToiv Hazeh, this good mountain, this mountain of goodness, that the Beis HaMikdash is made from the Toiv of all the Jewish people. V'shom Iker Tikkun HaTfila Kanal. And we said the Beis HaMikdash is where you have the greatest effectiveness of Tfila. Ki Beisi Beis Tfila. Ki Iker HaTfila Hu Rak Al Yidei Zeh. Because the real success and effectiveness of tefillah is dependent on this. Al yidei hatoiv is only through this. Through the goodness, al yidei hatoiv shemoitzen kanal, by finding the goodness in yourself and in others. V'alkein, and therefore, koidem hatfila oimrim korbonos u'psukei dezimra, before the tefillah, the term tefillah is used to refer to Shmon Esrei because that's the climax of tefillah. So before the tefillah, we first recite the Karbonos and Psukei Dezimra. Dahainu Shemavararin Hanakudos Toivos, meaning we're searching for and gathering up the good points, the chulu, etc. And we're using that to make songs. That's the Psukei Dezimra. And then we move on to build a Mishkan from this, which is in the final stages of the tefillah. Sheshom Iker Tikun HaTefillah. In the Mishkan is where you have the main perfection and effectiveness of tefillah. V'zeh b'chinas birchas kriyashma. And that's the blessings of the Shema. Sheheim b'chinas heicholois digdusha. They represent these castles of holiness. B'chinas Mishkan, just like the Mishkan is referred to as a heichal hakodesh, a holy castle. B'chinas Beis HaMikdash, like the holy temple itself, the Beis HaMikdash. Sheheim heicholois digdusha, which are referred to as these holy palaces. So the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan are referred to as Heichal Dikdusha, and the blessings of the Shema are also referred to as Heichal Dikdusha. Because it's at that point in the Tefillah, when we're reciting the Birchas Kriya Shema, that we're building the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. V'alkein Oimrim Oz, and that's why within the blessings of the Shema, we say these words, Uvetuvoi Mechadesh Becholim Tomid Maase Bereshis, that with Hashem's goodness, He renews each and every day the act of creation. Kitziura Damashkana, Kitziura the Bereshis Kanal. Because we said creation and the Mishkan go together, they're the same. The format, the shape and form of the Mishkan corresponds to the shape and form of creation. So by mentioning creation in the Birchas Kriya Shema, we're mentioning the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. Umishom, mebchinas HaMishkan, mekablin hatinoikois hevel piem shein boicheid. And Rabbi Nizal says in chapter 282 of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on, that it's from the Mishkan that the small children receive their holy breath, which is pure, which has no sin. Vze bechinas kriyashma. This is tied into the Kriya Shema, Bechinas V'Shinantam Levonecha, because in the Kriya Shema we put tremendous emphasis on the children, teaching your children. V'Limadetem Oysam Es Benechem, you will teach them to your children, L'Daberbom, to speak in them. Ki Iker Bechinas Kriya Shema, Humi Bechinas HaToiv Shenes Barahan Kanal, because the real essence of Kriya Shema comes from the goodness that we've been able to extract from the behemois, from the korbonois, from the psukei dezimra, vaydeze nesiached kutshebrichu shchinte, and that's what brings about the union between Hashem and the Shechina, al yedei haolas mon, by elevating, by bringing up the female waters. That's the expression that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Mayim Nukvin, which all of our mitzvahs and all of our good deeds and all of our goodness take on this form of Mayim Nukvin, which is a preparation which prepares the kaviyochel, the male and the female, for a union. It prepares Hashem and the Shechina for a union. Even though we know there is no concept of male and female by Hashem, this is just the terminology that we use. Shemispoeres Hashchina, Kaviyochel, whereby the Shechina praises itself and says, Chazi b'ma bro ko'asino l'kamoch. Look and see with what good things the Son, our Son, is coming before you. This refers to the good deeds, the mitzvos and maisim toivim, and the nekudos toivos that are brought up, that are raised up in order to help bring about the union between Hashem and the Shechina. V'chol ze al yidei ma shemoitzin nekudos toivos afilu b'poishe Yisrael. And all of this is the result of us being able to find good points even in the worst sinners of the Jewish people. Ki ze bechinas ha'olas mayim nukvim. Because if you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the writings of the Arizal, you'll see that this is the definition of he'olas mayim nukvim. That's a terminology that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah to raise up, to bring up mayim nukvim, which is these preparatory waters that are needed to prepare for the zivug, the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. But if you look over there, the definition of it is lehalois hakedusha me'imke imke haklipois. That the way that we generate mayim nukvim is by being able to go into the depths of the klipois and being able to find there the holiness that's found there and extract it from there and raise it up. And this is the greatest pride of the Shekhinah, when the Jewish people have succeeded at being able to do this, going down into the mud, into the klipos, and being able to discover there diamonds, holy sparks, and being able to raise them up from there. Kemashikosov Rabbeinu Zal come upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in many places in his Sforim, that this is the real meaning of this He'olas Mayinukvin. Kemashikosov Bezoyer, and as we find in the Zohar HaKodesh Parshas Yisroi, page 67, the Zohar HaKodesh tells us, Kad Ose Yisroi Daiko, that it's when Yisroi, specifically somebody like Yisroi, the Pope, who had worshipped all the different idols, when he came forth and showed recognition of Hashem, Kedain istalek v'syakar shmodu kuchibrichu eila v'sata, that caused the name of Hashem to be elevated and to be honored above and below. Ki daiko kishnisroimimu v'nisalu hanekudos toivos, shoyumunochim lemato mo'oid, because it's specifically when we succeed at elevating the good points that were very far down in the depths, in the mud, in the filth, boze daiko mispoeres hashchino kaviyochol biyoser. That gives the Shekhinah the greatest pride. That's the greatest honor to Hashem when we were able to take those diamonds that were in the mud and find them, discover them, clean them off, and include them in the holy crown to bring them into the holiness. And that's what actually brings about the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah, which we recite in the Shema when we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, Kayadua, as is known, that's the unification of Hashem. And this is why we find that when the Torah speaks about the Mishkan, it also uses this term unity, oneness. It says that the Mishkan will be one, meaning shenichlolin kol hanekudos toivos b'achdusa yisborach. That it's in the Mishkan that all the individual good points in all the Jewish people are gathered together and shaped into one, and they become part of the oneness of Hashem. And after we've done all of this, now we're ready to start the climax of the tefillah, which is the Shmoin Esrei. And we begin with the words, Hashem sefosai tiftoch. Hashem, open my lips. Because through the whole procedure that we just described, the searching for the Nekudas Toivos in the Behemos, in the Behemius, and the making, creating the songs, and then bringing about the renewal of creation, which is synonymous with the building of the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, which leads to He'olas Mayim Nukvim, which brings about the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. This gives us the ability to recite the Shmon Esrei, which is the peak of tefillah. How? Hayidei shemoitzen hatoiv, by discovering the good points, v'oisen mishkan, and building a mishkan kanal. V'oz yecholon leftoyach peledaber. Now we're really ready for the dibur, to open our mouths to speak to Hashem. We mentioned earlier that the whole tachlis, the goal is tikkun hadibur. Ki ze ikar aliyas hatoiv, because the real The real success in elevating this goodness is when you elevate it to the level of dibur, sheyala lebechinas dibur. When you take that toiv and you make that toiv be able, you give it the ability to speak. V'alkein mevakshin al zeh. And this is why when we're about to start the Shmon Esrei, our first request from Hashem is, Hashem, give me the privilege of speaking. Give me the ability to speak. Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, because as we learned earlier, that represents, that's the goal in searching for the good and forming these songs and elevating it and building the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the tachlis of all of it, the final goal is Dibur. Dibur of Kiddusha, holy speech. In our situation, that refers to the Shmoneh Esrei. Paragraph Yud, v'zeh bechinas levishas begodim. And with this, we'll understand also the importance of getting dressed in the morning, which the Shulchan Aruch speaks about, the Gemara speaks about it, that this is one of the important events in when a Jew gets up in the morning, to prepare himself for serving Hashem, getting dressed. Shetzorech lechoiz hamalbush b'tzad yamin. The Torah teaches us that when you take the garment, when you first take the garment, you're supposed to take it on your right side. Ula oilam yagbir hayamin ala smoil. And you're always looking to strengthen the right over the left. You're always looking to favor the right, to show the respect. The right goes first and the left. Interesting to note that in Western culture, in the West, and in Europe, I think also, the shirts and the jackets are buttoned left over right. Because the button is on the right side, and you put the jacket, you put the left part of the jacket on top of it, and the button through the hole. Whereas Haredi Jews, in places where they sell clothing specifically for religious people, there the buttoning is done in the opposite way. In shirts, in jackets, the buttoning is done, the button is on the left side, and you put the right side of the garment over the left side and put the button through the hole. And it's for this reason, because the Zohar Kodesh, it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Gemara, in Halacha, that when getting dressed, we try to favor the right over the left. Ki ho ikar toloi bebechinas yamin, because the main thing, everything is dependent on that right side, as we mentioned earlier in the previous year. Dahainu al yedei shemate klape chesed, meaning that a Jew has to always try to lean towards the right. Umoitse biatzmoi eizen akudas toivois. And thereby, by leaning towards kindness, not just justice and law, but kindness, that's what gives the person the ability to find good points in himself, even when he hasn't been so good. And this is what helps the person come out of sleep, come out of dormancy, laziness, heaviness. And through this, by finding these good points, this is what creates garments to clothe the soul. Shehoiso aruma dachshav, which was naked until now, kol zman shelo nizgala hatoiv. So long as the person did not yet reveal the good in him, the good points in himself, his soul was like naked. Bo'eis shehoya bebechinas shena, when the person was asleep, when the person was spiritually asleep. V'ze bechinas birchas malbish arumim shemavorchem b'shachris kamuva. And this is the whole meaning behind that bracha that we make in the morning, that we bless Hashem who clothes those who are naked. Ki al yedei hanekudos toivos shenizgalim, because through these good points that the person was succeeded in revealing inside of in himself, Shehim Bechinas Yisroel Asher Becho Espoer, which we mentioned earlier, those represent the pride and glory of the Jewish people, the beauty of the Jewish people, Yisroel Asher Becho Espoer, the good points, Ki Bohem Mispor Hashem Yisbor Kavyachol Kanal, because Hashem takes pride in the Jewish people, and Hashem takes pride in our good points, in the good that's within us, even when we're not so great. Aidezeh nasen levushin, This is what creates garments. Bechinas bigdei pe'er, bigdei kovod, garments of beauty and honor. V'zeh bechinas tzitzis utfilin. And what's an example of these garments of beauty and these garments of honor? The tzitzis and tefillin that we put on in the morning. Shehem bechinas levushin d'nishmoso. They're the garments for the soul. Bechinas ki hi ksusoi levado, hi simlosoi loira. As the Zohar Kodesh expounds on this pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says this is his only garment, this is the garment for covering his flesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, do tzitzis utfilin. That pasuk is hinting to the tzitzis and tefillin. Sheheim nasim hanekudos toivos shemizbararim balaylo. The holiness of the tzitzis and tefillin is generated by the good points which got sorted out during the night. We had mentioned earlier that during the night the Shekhinah goes down into the klipos and it searches for and finds holy sparks and it elevates them, it brings them up and includes them into the Kedusha. And we said that during the night also, night means darkness. When a Jew is experiencing night, spiritual darkness, and in the night he goes and searches for good points within himself, and he finds those good points are what generate the light of the tzitzis and tefillin that the person is going to wear in the morning. Kamuvan besforim, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the tzitzis, the light of the tzitzis and tefillin is formed from the good points, the holy sparks that are discovered and rescued during the night. Nimtza sheikar bechinas levushin, bechinas bigdei pe'er, klolius hagavnim, nasin bechinas hanekudos toivos shemizbarim. So we see, therefore, that the garments of a Jew, the real garments, the garments of beauty and holiness, which are a composite of all kinds of colors, are generated from the good points that the person is able to come forth with during the darkness, during the nighttime. And those good points are also klolius hagavnim. The garments are multicolored, and they're generated by the good points, which are multicolored. V'alkein tzrichin lahagbir hayamin b'shas lavisha, and this is why the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes that we emphasize the right side when we're getting dressed, we favor the right side, ki kol zeh nimshach mebechinas yamin. Because this whole process can only be started and done by the person leaning towards the right. Al yidei shemate klapi chesed, leaning towards kindness, not just justice. Shaitei zeh moitzi nekudas tovos, that's what helps the person be able to find good points within himself and be able to turn himself around. Vayidei zeh nasin levushin kanal. And this is what generates those garments. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us, why do we get dressed in the morning? Because how do we create our clothing? The clothing is a display of colors. The clothing of our colors is a reflection of the colors of the good points that we were able to discover within ourselves, even during our moments of darkness, even during the nighttime. So this is the whole concept of getting dressed in the morning. That after having done what we were supposed to do during the nighttime, searching for the good points and gathering together, and these good points are these multicolored jewels, it's those colors that put the light into our garments, the spiritual light into our tzitzis and tefillin and all the other clothing that we're going to wear. Paragraph Yud Aleph, V'chol birchas hashachar merameis al zeh. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if you take a look at the other brachas that we say in the morning that are called birchas hashachar, they're all tied into what we're learning about here. Shemeshabeach l'shem yisborach, that we're praising Hashem, she'azoroi limtsoi bi'atzmoi nekudas toivois, that Hashem helped us be able to discover within ourselves good points, so that we should be inspired and woken up and come out of our sleep, come out of our nefila, out of our fallen state. V'zeo b'chinas hanoisim asech v'bina lach v'nyem v'loyla. This is the bracha where we say that Hashem gives wisdom to the rooster to be able to differentiate between day and night. Ki hanekuda toivo hi b'chinas yoim. Because the good point inside of a person, that's referred to as day. V'hora, and the evil inside the person hu b'chinas laila, is referred to as nighttime. And darkness. And by the person being able to find, to identify and find the good points, vazai nivdal hora, then the bad is pushed away, vazai mavdil ben yoim uvein loyla, and then the person has the ability to differentiate between day and night. Vze bechinas lahavchin ben yoim uvein loyla, to realize, to be able to distinguish and differentiate between day and night. How? By discovering the good points, by being able to see the good points which are like day, by recognizing them and identifying them, we can separate the night, the darkness gets pushed away. And this is why we praise Hashem in the morning, we thank Hashem that I was zeichet to be created a Jew, not a non-Jew. Because if I were not able to find the good points inside myself, I would fall completely. I could actually become a goy. Whereas now, through the fact that I woke up, and I'm encouraged by my good points. How? By the fact that Hashem helped me discover good points in myself. That's why this is the time for me to thank Hashem and praise Hashem that I'm not a goy. Because were it not for the good points, I could be a goy, chas v'shalom. These are the blessings that we thank Hashem for opening our eyes and untying us, giving us the ability to mobility and raising us up, not being bent over. Because at first, when the person was asleep, when the person was in that fallen state, he was like a blind person. His eyes were closed. It was like he was in prison. He was glued to the bed. Couldn't move. And bent over. Etc. Whereas now, through the fact that I was able to find good points in myself, because Hashem opened my eyes, that gives me the ability to break the bonds that were tying me up, to release me from them. I'm able to stand up straight and tall. I'm not bent over anymore, fallen. Because as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutimran, when a Jew follows this procedure of searching for the good points in himself, and recognizing them and singing Tashem with them, the person actually changes his status from guilty to innocent. That mamishmu, he becomes his own best defense attorney. Because what does a defense attorney have to do? He's got to look for the good within the person. He's got to be able to project this person as being a great, wonderful person. When a person does that for himself, this is the greatest defense, which helps him be able to actually get out of the category of guilty and move over bizocha to true tshuva and enter into innocence. V'chein shar habrachos kula meramzim al zeh. And so too the other brachas that we make in the morning, in the early morning, are also all hinting to this concept. V'zeo shemesayim. And this is why we conclude the brachas with the bracha hanoisein layoyev koyach. We bless Hashem who gives strength to the person who's very tired. That Hashem has given me strength within my tremendous weakness and tiredness. Sheyucham adayin l'sar mishnosoi, that I still have the ability to wake up from my sleep, to come out of the darkness, out of the sleep, out of the yerida. V'zehu, and that's why the next brach is Hamavir Sheino Meyenoi, Hashem, who removes the sleep from my eyes. V'kanal, as we explained earlier. V'chol zeh Ayidei HaChesed Kanal. And we mentioned earlier that the only way that a Jew will be able to do this is if he's able to lean towards Chesed. Not just base his life on justice and mishpat and judgment, but rather to realize that in Judaism, in Hashem, there's a very important place for kindness. This is why the grand finale, the climax of all of these brachas is, we finish with the words, "V'hagoymel chasodim toivim," Hashem who blesses us with good kindness. Ki akol al yidei chesed. Because all of this can only happen with chesed, with kindness. Bechinas boiker davram, as we mentioned earlier, in the morning hours, which is associated with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu gave us the tefillah of the morning, the shachris. Al yidei shemate klapi chesed, by the person leaning towards chesed. Now, the next few paragraphs, Rav Nosson Sal is going to introduce a new topic, the topic of the four parshiyos, as they're called, which surround the holiday of Purim. Every year, before Purim, we have Parshas Shkolim, and we have Parshas Zohar. And after Purim, we have Parshas Porah and Parshas HaChodesh. These are special Torah readings that we recite that are related to the holidays of Purim and Pesach, whereby for the Maftir, the final Aliyah, the final person that we call up to the Torah in the morning, we read a special portion of the Torah that relates to that, and then also a different Haftorah, the reading of the prophets that we do at the end of the Torah reading, also is not the regular weekly portion, but rather it's the portion that's related to these four parshiyos. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain them now and show how they're tied into what we've been learning till now.